Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The U.S. Secret Service scandal is expanding. Agents are now alleged to have caroused with prostitutes in El Salvador, Argentina, and Moscow starting more than a decade ago. Several investigations are now underway. Ronald Kessler is the author of In the President's Secret Service, and he broke the story several weeks ago for The Washington Post when he revealed that Secret Service agents in Colombia had solicited prostitutes. He's also been covering the story for Newsmax.com, where he's chief Washington correspondent. Ron, earlier this week, the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, said Colombia was an isolated incident, but these latest allegations contradict that claim. In your view, how far-reaching does the scandal seem to be?
I don't think it is far-reaching. I think some of these more recent reports mix up going to parties and going to bars with actual hiring of prostitutes where agents could be compromised. And I know from my book, In the President's Secret Service, that agents really do not engage in this kind of behavior. I do see it as a symptom of the larger management problems, which is a corner-cutting atmosphere, a laxness, which is much more serious because it means that, for example, agents are told that they can just let people into events without magnetometer screening or metal detection screening. That's just like letting people into airplanes without metal detection screening. So, you know, it's good that this scandal, which is the biggest in Secret Service history, is spotlighting these problems, but it's all part of a larger picture.
So you say it may not be that far-reaching, but you've also talked to agents who told you there's a culture of mismanagement throughout the agency. How do they describe that culture?
That's this culture of winking and nodding. They are totally overloaded, overwhelmed. They don't ask for enough agents. They will cut corners, for example. They will not insist on regular firearms or physical fitness tests. And then they cover that up by asking agents to fill out their own test scores. And then they back down to demands by White House staff or campaign staffs to let people in without magnetometer screening. There's a line outside, the event's about to start, and the White House says, let them in, and they let them in. I mean, that alone is just unbelievable. That is the real scandal, and somehow Mark Sullivan, the director, has been able to survive all this.
Ron Kessler, you said something earlier that suggested that, you know, in some cases, these are just agents, for example, going to bars. But there are also allegations that during the Clinton administration, some agents were at strip clubs. Now, that's not prostitution, but it's maybe not quite a bar. Are you saying it should be okay for Secret Service officers in their off time to be at a strip club?
You know, it's not my cup of tea, but I don't see anything wrong with it as long as it doesn't affect their duties or place them in a position where they could be blackmailed. You know, these are not 2-year-olds, they're adults, and they should be allowed to do what they want as long as it's legal and not unprofessional during their time on duty.
How is the Secret Service responding to all this?
Well, they're making a big show of investigating the scandal itself and removing those involved quickly, and that's earning praise from people on the Hill, but that's not the issue. The issue is, why did this happen in the first place? And that's what so far is being ignored. You have members of Congress defending Mark Sullivan, the Secret Service director. You have President Obama defending him, saying he has full confidence in him. I don't know what kind of confidence he can have in someone who's presided over all these fiascos.
Ron Kessler, in your latest article on Newsmax.com, you mention another scandal, this one being Secret Service agents using the agency's car repair service to get their own vehicles fixed, sometimes even before the presidential limos are repaired. Now, this may not be hookers, but that doesn't sound good.
You know, it's part of the same cover-up mentality, and when someone finally did blow the whistle on this, they sent in investigators, some of whom had their own cars serviced for free by Secret Service technicians on agency time, and so, of course, the whole thing was covered up. I mean, again, it was under Mark Sullivan's watch, and it's a symptom of this larger problem, just a total disregard for the taxpayers and for basic security.
How do you see this resolving?
Oh, I think Mark Sullivan will be gone eventually, despite all this support that he's receiving. And that's the only solution. You can't fix an agency by having hearings and having members of Congress sputter on TV. You need a new CEO who can manage properly and restore the agency to the standards it once adhered to.
Ronald Kessler is the chief Washington correspondent for Newsmax.com. He's also the author of In the President's Secret Service. Ron, thank you.
Thank you.